Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. The Jews in Jerusalem stayed up all night studying God's Word, the Bible. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Jews have set aside a 24-hour period of time to mark the end of a year's reading of the Word of God, the first five books of Moses, the Torah, which is the beginning of the Old Testament, and they will continue their reading after this 24-hour period. I asked Winky Madad, my broadcast partner, to explain this very special day to us.
Well, actually, Jimmy, I think the origin was simply an end of this 23-day period from Rosh Hashanah, from the Jewish New Year, through to Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, and then the Feast of the Tabernacles, the Sukkot holiday. Someone said God wanted to bring us together one more time. In the Bible, it's actually simply called Atzeret, which is like assembly, calling us once again together. It was only later that it became specifically a holiday in which the Torah, the first five books of Moses, was finished, and on that same day, it began anew with the first chapter of Genesis. In other words, we never stop reading, we never stop learning, we never stop any cycle involved with our Torah, with our Old Testament of the five books. Over the centuries, it became a specific holiday of dancing with the scrolls. You've been in Jerusalem with your wife. In fact, sometimes there are parades going from one synagogue to the other with the scrolls of the law. Very happy, a very festive time.
Simchat Torah, the 24-hour celebration of reading the Bible, and they find it to be a very happy, a very festive time. Winky Madad reporting on Simchat Torah. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
Neglecting the study of Bible prophecy is an absolute proof that we are living in the last days. If you have a moment, think about this with me. God's Word says to study the Bible to understand God's plan for today, and it will make us workmen worthy. Remember, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. That's 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16. One of the main doctrines in God's Word is focused on the end times. The Apostle Paul, who wrote 2 Timothy, also warned us that in the end times, the world would turn away from the truth and walk after their own lust. However, Paul also exhorted us to love the appearing of Jesus Christ, the rapture. And by the way, we can determine how soon the rapture could happen by studying God's Word, which promises each of us a crown of righteousness. That's 2 Timothy 4:8. As we love His Word, we will come to love His appearing. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...